It's Wednesday, July 14th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. There are 491 COVID-19 patients in LA County hospitals. That's the state's count today. A year ago, the number was nearly 2,800, but 3 weeks ago, it was down to 266. So to see the numbers go back up is tough for Dr. Sam Torbati. He's in charge of emergency medicine at LA's Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We fought through this. We learned about the disease. We came up with treatments. We figured out how to take care of patients better. We developed vaccines. Now we have preventive therapy, but people aren't getting it. And now when you start seeing, spike in activity, and it's predominantly with patients who chose not to be vaccinated, it's frustrating.
And a lot of those unvaccinated patients are young adults. Now comes a study by UC San Francisco researchers that found about a quarter of unvaccinated people ages 18 to 25 say they will probably not or definitely will not get a shot of COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Torbati says he's disappointed but not surprised.
Well, reaching 18 to 25-year-olds for health-related interventions and preventive therapy is hard. They're young, they're healthy, they're athletic, they've never seen illness, they haven't suffered pain. They're convinced that they're invincible and nothing's going to happen to them.
But a visit to Dr. Torbati's ER at Cedars-Sinai might unconvince him. He says they've treated plenty of young COVID-19 patients since the pandemic began.
Maybe they didn't die, but they were having trouble breathing for days to weeks, sometimes months. Some of them ended up with this post-COVID syndrome. And on top of it, they spread it to others.
And Dr. Sam Torbati at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A., he's a specialist in emergency medicine. And now he's also one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. To other news now, the U.S. Forest Service posted an announcement late last night. It has raised the fire danger level in the National Angeles National Forest and the San Gabriel Mountains National Monument from very high to extreme. It's more than a wordplay. When the fire danger level is at extreme, campfires, stove fires, really any fires, are prohibited, and Forest Service officials can close some recreation areas to everyone. Angeles Forest Fire Chief Robert Garcia says the forest is too hot and too dry right now, and the risk of catastrophic wildfire is too high. Now, keep in mind that we've seen two catastrophic wildfires in the Angeles National Forest in the last decade or so, the 160,000-acre Station Fire in 2009 and last year's 115,000-acre Bobcat Fire that burned over some of the same area. One more note, there is a fire danger level above extreme. It is the critical level. You get to that one and travel into the Angeles National Forest can be sharply restricted. Well, it's 10 days later. The stats are in. The South Coast Air Quality Management District says this year's 4th of July celebrations led to the worst air quality locally since the Bobcat Fire last September. The AQMD says on the 4th of July and on the day after, levels of fine particulate matter were the second highest they've been in a decade.
These are the very small air pollution particles that can be breathed deep into the lungs where they can cause damage. In particular, this year, we saw that the valley areas and also some inland areas had some of the highest levels of this particulate air pollution.
That's Joe K. Gosh. She is the AQMD's health effects officer. AQMD officials say professional fireworks displays, along with backyard fireworks, were the main drivers of the poor air quality. And as always, weather conditions play a role in pollution levels. When it's hot and the winds are down, air pollution doesn't blow away. By the way, as bad as the 4th of July air pollution levels were this year, they were worse last year by about 14%. Remember the suspension that thoroughbred horse racing officials in New York handed down to California-based trainer Bob Baffert after his Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a post-race drug test? Well, that suspension kept Baffert's horses out of the Belmont Stakes. Baffert sued, and today a federal judge in Brooklyn ruled the New York Racing Association acted unconstitutionally by failing to let Baffert adequately respond to claims against him. The New York suspension is now gone. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.